The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What happens when the self-proclaimed party of democracy can't keep its own members in line? When the strategy that they champion for months becomes the very weapon that destroys them? We're watching something unprecedented unfold in American politics, where the cracks aren't just showing, they're turning into canyons. Stick with me to the very end of this video, because what I'm about to show you reveals the anatomy of a political train wreck that's happening in real time, and even the legacy media can't hide it. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. A quick programming note, I will be speaking at the new St. Andrew's Cigar and Scotch event in Lancaster, I've been here for like 20 years. I'm supposed to say Lancaster, right? I still say Lancaster, this. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, on November 11th. It's absolutely free to attend. I'd love to meet you in person, but spots are limited. So check out the link below and RSVP soon, and I can't wait to see you there. Chuck Schumer is hemorrhaging support faster than the Titanic took on water. And just like that doomed ship, he's desperately trying to rearrange the deck chairs, all the while his own crew abandons him. Wait until you see this. According to a new study from the left-wing think tank Welcome, it's funded by Michael Bloomberg, 70% of Americans now believe the Democrat Party is completely out of touch. 70%. That's up from 51%. A mere 10 years ago. And for good reason. The Democrat Party has caught itself up in a political freefall. And I actually want to walk you through this three-stage collapse that we've been witnessing over the last 5 weeks. So stage one involves the leverage that backfired, right? So first and foremost, for weeks, Democrats openly bragged that pain was their leverage. Do you remember that? I mean, they literally said it out loud numerous times. They were proud of it. And the strategy was simple. Keep the government shut down, let Americans suffer, and then blame Republicans for not caving to their demands. I mean, it was in effect political hostage taking dressed up as principled resistance. But here's what they didn't count for. The American people can see through manipulation when it's that transparent, obviously. I mean, despite all the attempts by the gaslighting legacy media, the vast majority of voters have seen through this. They see the Democrats voting 13 times, let that hit you, 13 times to block government funding bills. Meanwhile, Republicans have been voting daily to reopen the government. Who's going to get the blame? I mean, those are the simple facts. No spin, no framing, no narrative control. The simple and plain fact in the matter is that Republicans have consistently voted to open the government with the very same clean CR that the Democrats had numerously previously voted for. And now the Democrats have repeatedly refused to vote for it. It's really that simple. This isn't even remotely hard or difficult or confusing. And the American people see through it. Even Newsweek is admitting that Trump and the Republicans are winning this shutdown hands down. And that's, of course, because historically the party that makes the demands always ends up getting blamed. And the Democrats, as hard as they may be trying to convince us otherwise, the Democrats are the ones who are repeatedly voting to keep this government shutting down. They are the ones making the demands. When you're the one holding the door closed while screaming that someone else won't open it, eventually, people notice you're standing in the doorway. So that's stage one. The supposed leverage they thought they had is backfiring. Now, stage two, Upchuck Schumer offers a desperate deal that makes absolutely no sense. So now you're going to love this. Now, recognizing that the pain they thought they could use as leverage is actually turning against them. Now Schumer and the Democrats suddenly want to completely and totally restore SNAP benefits while keeping the government shut down. I mean, let that hit you. The government shut down means the government got no money. But they still want to fund the restoration of SNAP benefits without money. I mean, he wants to ease the pain. Schumer wants to ease the pain he created without actually solving the means by which that pain is inflicted. Now, this is damage control so transparent you could use it as window glass. I mean, what happened to pain is our leverage, Chuck? What happened to that? Yes, we understand your suffering, but this is our leverage. But more than that, now Democrats want, in effect, an impossible cafeteria-style shutdown. They want a shutdown where they get now to pick and choose selectively the programs that keep getting funded of their choice. In other words, Schumer wants to restore food assistance benefits while maintaining the very shutdown that ended that food assistance in the first place. It's the very definition of political desperation that the vast majority, again, of the electorate is not going to buy. You wouldn't have to have this, quote, special provision if you didn't shut down the government in the first place. And more Democrats are recognizing this, and they're openly admitting this. We have yet another Democrat that has broken ranks. He's turned against Schumer, and the legacy media is doing everything they possibly can to try to cover it up. And that's, of course, because the legacy media is just agenda-driven activism wrapped in the appearance of news. Their narratives are not designed to inform. They manipulate, leaving millions of people wondering where to turn for the truth. Well, fortunately, there's Ground News. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 news sources and makes it easy to understand what's happening. But what really makes it powerful is the transparency. You don't just see the stories. You see the political bias behind every source. You see the ownership ties. You see the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over a million people have downloaded Ground News. See for yourself at ground.news/Steve. I have to say my favorite feature is the blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle, but barely mentioned on the other. It's the clearest way to see media bias in action. So, for example, here's a story the left is completely ignoring. As you can see, it's about Department of Homeland Security confirming that Mexican cartels are actually putting bounties on ICE agents in Chicago. Now, obviously, legacy media won't touch this because they have to admit that sanctuary cities have now become safe havens for drug cartels. You see, with every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate press doesn't want you to see. And right now, you can get 40% off their Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all the features that I personally use for about $5 per month. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve.
Well, I think we actually, that doesn't solve the health insurance problem, the premium problem. I think what's a very fair deal and is open the government and let's just vote on extending these premiums for a year or more. Well, I don't understand what's so hard about that. And by the way, Senator Thune has offered that, I believe. He said he'd offered up a vote that we can actually have a vote on extending these premiums. I think when put to it, you're going to see Democrat and Republicans, senators and congressmen and women want to vote for that. Why would you not want to vote to extend help with these tax credits, get premiums down for people? People are getting hurt right now in their pocketbooks. Yep. They really need help. So why not give them some help?
All right, let's move to.
So that was Democrat Representative Josh Gottheimer from New Jersey, who, as you just heard, has officially broken ranks with the Democrat leadership on national television. And this is all part of stage three of the Democrat collapse. The coalition is fracturing in real time. Now, we talked about yesterday or the day before, the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, a union that is as, you know, staunchly Democrat as they come. They publicly endorse both Biden and Kamala. Well, nevertheless, this president has, the president of this union has openly called for the Democrats to do their jobs and reopen this government. The leader of the Federal Workers Union, a staunch Democrat organization, is publicly calling on the Democrats to stop voting against the clean CR and open up the government. And then that was followed by the American Bankers Association. They represent 95% of U.S. banks. They issued a public statement with nearly identical language demanding that Congress, i.e. the Democrats, pass a clean continuing resolution and reopen the government as of today. And again, the dominoes just continue to fall. America's credit unions followed suit. Then came the Independent Community Bankers of America, warning that the ongoing government shutdown threatens to harm economic growth and Main Street economies. And they are, like all the others, calling for the immediate passage of a clean CR. And of course, all these voices are joining the three Senate Democrats, John Fetterman, Catherine Cortez Masto, and, well, technically independent Angus King, but he caucuses with the Democrats. They've all been consistently voting with Republicans to advance the funding bill in all 13 attempts. So the coalition is cracking more and more, frankly, every hour, it seems. Now, you'll note the pattern of desperation here. Note how the Democrat narrative keeps shifting, right? Republicans have been very consistent all throughout. The Democrats want $1.5 trillion to fund the health care of illegal migrants. That's why they're shutting down the government. Democrats are once again prioritizing illegals over citizens like they've been doing now consistently for 5 years, right? Most people understand that. They buy that. They voted against that back in November. But note how the Democrats have been constantly shifting their narrative over these last 5 weeks. First, it was about the $1.5 trillion for Obamacare, for the ACA. Then it was to prevent premium increases. Then it was literally, I kid you not, this was just last week. Well, oh, we just want $20 billion. That was Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy who said that. Yeah, we could open up the government again for $20 billion. No problem. Yeah, we'll settle with that. And then it was Trump making the new White House ballroom his top priority. He's lavishly spending on his own indulgences while Americans suffer. They actually tried that one. And now the latest one is SNAP benefits. I mean, this isn't strategy. It's throwing everything you got at the wall to see what lies, what fabrications, what frauds stick. Bottom line, the coalition is fracturing. And it's fracturing because the strategy was never sustainable. You can't claim to care about struggling families while deliberately prolonging their struggle for political gain. You can't block 13 funding bills and then accuse the other side of obstruction. You can't say pain is our leverage one day and then try to play humanitarian savior the next. Behind the scenes, centrist Democrats are privately acknowledging we have made our point, whatever it was, and it's time to find an off-ramp. It's time to cut our losses. Chuck Schumer is now under more pressure than water at the Hoover Dam, as one commentator brilliantly put it. Nearly 30 days into this shutdown, the damage to Democrat credibility is done. Their own members are defecting, their union allies are calling them out, their media protectors are fact-checking them, and 70% of Americans think they're completely out of touch. The question isn't whether Democrats will eventually cave. It's how much more damage they'll do to themselves before they do. And every day they wait, the implosion accelerates. This is what political collapse looks like in slow motion. And we're all watching it unfold in real time. Every Thursday, I go off script, literally, in the car, in a hotel, on my porch, wherever I am. It's Turley Walks, raw, unfiltered insight exclusive to my courageous Patriot Club members. Join now for $10 a month. turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Your future self will thank you. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off your next order. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS for 15% off.